Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Yud Aleph. And we are on the bottom of Yud Amid Beis. The bottom of Yud Amid Beis. One point, I just wanted to mention the tour on the last line that we saw. We're trying to figure out the pshat of our Mishnah. The pshat of our Mishnah is, the beginning of the Perek calls up, that if I have a very small amount of the smaller grain, then it's not a problem of Kilay Zrayim. But if I have less than 1/24 of a Sa'ah, if I have a Sa'ah and I have less than 1/24, meaning if it's 1 to 23, that's a problem. If it's 1 Sa'ora and 23 Chita, that's a problem. And then I have to be Mima'it or Marba. I have to make the ratio smaller than 1 to 23. That is the shear that we said. So what exactly is the case? Is it a case where I dafka purposely put in the other smaller minority? That's not allowed. As the Gemara said, on the bottom of Yudam and Aleph, right, im miskaven lezera, if I have kavana to put in the seeds, and I'm going to eat the seeds and use it for myself, so then even one chita is aser, right? And that's the sugi we spoke about, ein mevatel nisr l'chadchiloi, not im mevatel nisr, if the plan is for you to get hana out of it. If it's not to get hana, it's just to remove it, like we said, hagalas kelim, so then it's not a problem. But if it's to get hana, it's a problem. And if it's even la'arev, to mix up to sell, you're not going to get hana, but you're just putting some in to sell the larger mixture. That also is aser, because that's a harama. That's stealing. And that's misrepresentation. Not allowed to misrepresent. And we said, through the sugyas that were brought here on Yud Amid Beis, we said, if there's a certain amount of grain that is usually sold and there are impurities in it and there's stones in it and pebbles, so then fine, that's understood, as long as it gets in there by itself and it's naturally in there when you gather it. But if you've dafka put it in there, right, there's lesser of an amount, it's purified and you put it in there, that's a problem, right? And that's why we said if somebody causes me a loss in that way, indirect, direct, if somebody takes out the pebbles and now I have less, I can't just give less to the buyer. I have to now put in all purified grain. And that's why the buyer caused me a loss. And that's the case that Rav brought up. Habor tsroris vitokirio shachaveiro. If somebody takes out pebbles, so then chayav laham melochitim yafos tachtein. I have to fill it all in with good. And then the Gemara spoke about what if there's more impurities in it than it's supposed to be? What if it's less? Does he get paid even for the regular amount? So that's all discussed. That's summarized by the tour in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Reish Chavtes in Hilchus Ona'a and Mekachtos. That's a whole area of halacha. Choshen Mishpat and Siman Reish Chav Zayin, Reish Chav Ches, Reish Chav Tes. A number of simanim that go through issues of ona'a. At least through simin reish mem, at least 10 simanim, 12 simanim on the laws of ona'a. So the tour says hamocher lechaver peiros chitim stam. If somebody sells to their friend wheat, tzarach sheyakabel alokeach because sa'al lechitim rov akav kinis, he has to accept that out of a sa'ah of wheat, there'll be a rova of a kav, right? Rova of a kav is, as we said, 1/24. A quarter of a kav is 1/24 of a sa'ah. So 1/24 of the wheat is going to be other things. Ubisa'ori mekabel rova nishofes l'chol sa'ah. Ubekitnis mekabel rova afruris l'chol sa'ah. Ubeteinim, all of them. Vuadei nami. Because of Harambam, ubishar peiros b'kav alav rova tinofas l'kol sa'ah. Fine. Because of Harambam, dafka damar lo peiros stam b'lo amar lo elu. This is if he says fruit, he doesn't say these. Oshar peiros yafos elu. Avalam amar lo peiros elu b'lo amar lo peiros yafos. Afilu kulan matlios igio. Okay, it's special if you say these fruit, even if that specific fruit is going bad, you can give it. But there are the Rama continues. Vim yira lilokeach sheyesh b'hen yosir me'elu ashiurim. If the buyer thinks that there's more psoles impurities than these shiurim, v'hischil avara mumatza yosir, and he checks, and lo and behold, it's more. It's more than is allowed to be. Tzarech litel no shleimim. So then, the seller has to give him shleimim, has to give him, even though, maybe it wasn't his fault, but, he has to give him more. Because, there's a chshad here that you actually put in more than you're supposed to. This is in the normal amount. There's a chshad here. If you know for sure that he put them in on purpose, Even a tiny amount. If I know you put him solus, I don't have to accept any. If I have a video camera and saw that you put in these impurities, then even a tiny amount of impurities, even less than the amount that is acceptable, I don't have to accept. But if I know that it was not mixed in on purpose, even if I find more than it's supposed to be in here, that's passing like that shita from yesterday's daf. If you find more, but you know for sure that he didn't do it on purpose, then you have to take off. You could delete the extra amount, the difference between what's there and the normal amount that's acceptable, so that you could take off and he has to give you a real wheat. But the regular amount, you have to be makabel. If you know for sure that he wasn't ma'arivit, so then even if there's more, you have to be makabel, says the Rashbam. And this makes sense. And the Makom Hamas Shein Bahem Minag, and the Torah talks about it, and the other Mefarshim talk about it. But that's in terms of some dine ona. So now we get back to that's a summary of yesterday's Amud Beis on the bottom. Then we get back to our Gemara. So the last four words on Yud Amud Beis. So what exactly is the case? You couldn't have put it in with kavana, because that would be yasser. So ella bishenis arbu derech mechnas. It must be where you put it in, and it came there just as you were gathering grains in a regular way, right? Derech mechnas means that it was nechnas b'meila. It went in by itself, and a different min went in, but I didn't try to put it in, and that's the case we're talking about. Or the second shot of the Ras Yerlio when the Mara fold up. It's when you gathered in and you had some solace in there for your own personal use. Right? That was your plan. To be ma'achio or anshe beso. And then you decided to sell them. Then you decided to sell them or to plant them for others. So either way, you didn't do it on purpose. So the Gemara says, the Hatanina, let's get back to our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah. Be'emes Amru. Zerone, right, the second half of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said it's 1/24th. That's the shear. You have a sa'ah of grain, you go 1/24th is the problem, that's what you have to be memait. But then we said, zerone, and that applies by tfua and kidneys and all edible types of seeds, as we said. But we said at the end of the Mishnah, be'emes amru, if you have zerone gina, if you have inedible seeds, garden seeds, so then you have an even smaller ratio. A smaller shear, it ends up being 1/16th. Of the kav, right? It's, you go by 1/24th of the amount that's usually planted in a besa. You don't go by exactly what's there from the larger min. So ask the Gemara. That's a tiny amount. The Mishnah said, you go by 1/24th of the amount of the seeds that is usually planted in this area. And that could be even less seeds, because these seeds grow very wide, and they grow very, very, they're used only a few seeds that you could plant a large area. So it could be even less than the amount that's mentioned for other Yurakos. So Vatani Allah could go on Kav Vechatzikav, Ve'echel Me'esrim Va'arba Lachatzikav, Tavu Klum. If you have such a tiny amount, it might even be the volume of a half an egg, the Mara Folda says. That's going to be Usr, Zerone, that's going to be Usr for Kilais Rav. It's such a tiny amount. Why is that Chashuv? Why is that Chashuv such a small amount? So the Gemara says, Ad kan chashu l'maris ha'ayin. Mikan ve'elach l'chashu l'maris ha'ayin. Here we have it. Because the issue in Kilei HaKerem, at least be Drabanan. You have to even know that some of the Shiurim are Dalraisa, but for sure Drabanan, the issue is a Maris Ayin issue. And if the issue is a Maris Ayin issue, so then it goes by even smaller amounts. It's not about what's significant itself. It's just what looks bad, what looks like mixtures, and what looks like a mixture could be even a small amount. That's the issue. And that's why these shiurim, they have to be objectified, but that's what is suggested by the Gemara. It's an issue of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin itself, again, comes up in many contexts. Here, the whole mahus of the Isser. Maris Ayin in general is not part of the essence of the Isser. Maris Ayin comes up we're not allowed to hang out wet, soaking wet clothes on Shabbos in places where we usually hang up our laundry. Why? Because Maris Ayin, people will think that I did this Avera. Other examples of Maris Ayin. The Gemara talks about two types of sugyas, two types of topics, Maris Ayin and Cheshad. Cheshad, suspect. Right? So some put those two together. Some put those two together. There's a Rashi in Shabbos enough Samach Dalad. That seems to say the Gemara says Marasayin, and Rashi says Shalo Yachshiduhu Beisser. Right, so Rashi and also Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis Maris Ayin Shaharoach Choshdo B'Dvar Avera. But there are other posts in the Stechevet quotes in Chelik Beis and elsewhere that there are two different issues of Maris Ayin and Chshad. Right, maybe the difference is percentages. Ma'achshad is where it looks like it's an equal. What you're doing, is it Usher, is it Mutter? Maris Ayin is where it's weighted to the Usher side. Right? Or some say that chshad is where I'm choshesh the row of things that I'm doing in Isser, and maris ayin is what Moshe says, like this shot. Maris ayin is where, not that I think you're doing an Isser, but I think what you're doing is mutter, therefore I'm going to end up doing it. Going into a certain restaurant, oh, you're going in there, it must be kosher. Is it that, oh wow, I didn't know he doesn't eat kosher? Or is it, oh, I didn't know it's kosher, and he's going to go in and eat from there? So those are two issues, right? Like the Gemara in Shabbos about chshad. See, if you don't, in the days of old, where they used to light outside, so you had to put a chanukiah, a menorah, on both sides of your house, because it's only on one side, then people might pass on the other side, and see that you're not lighting a menorah, and what? They'll think that you don't have to light a menorah on Hanukkah. No. They'll think that you didn't. That's chshad. That's chshad. But that's a chilek. You have to see if it works in all the cases. That would mean maris ayin here would mean that they'll see it's mutter, and therefore they might come to do it. Could be, but that's the Ar Gemara here mentions Maris Ayin. The Gemara now continues. The Gemara continues, Yema'it. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah said that you have this shear, 1 to 23, back to the Resha of the Mishnah, you go by the general Kala Torah Kula ratio. You don't go by what's planted in this, but you always go by 1 to 23, and if it's that ratio, you have to make it smaller. So, how do you make the ratio smaller? Two options. Right, you have one of two options. Either make the smaller, the minority smaller, or make the majority bigger. Says the Gemara, really? But isn't that a problem, as we alluded to already yesterday? Lo kinama Rabbi Yevo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shariba Aleihen, Shogig Mutter Mezid Asar, right? Eim Avatlam Islam Chila. The Gemara here quotes the Mishnah in Meseches Trumos. And again, the same type of question that was asked on yesterday's daf, right? According to the Rasilio, it wasn't Mefurish, but that's what the Rasilio says is the question, trying to figure out what the case of the Mishnah is. So Taman, says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. By a regular case of a mevatlin at mar belevatel is your Torah. You're not allowed to be mevatel as a chila for an isadaraisa. Baram hacha at mar belevatel mebnei marisa ayin. But here you're being mevatel mebnei marisa ayin, which is durabanan. Durabanan. One second, but some Rishonim say that even by a durabanan, it's usher to be marbe. Even by a durabanan, where do you have that? So that's the Gemara in Beit Sadav Dalad. Right, the Gemara there says mutter levatlo by certain cases, by the wood that fell off on Yontif. But the problem is, some Rishonim, look in the Rush there, the Rush says it's not all durabanans you can be mevatel, but it's durabanans, certain durabanans, like durabanans that are going to get burnt up as you use it. Right, mikla kali, right, that's the language of the Rush in Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. V'hani Eitzim, Shinashu Menadekel B'Yantif, says the Rush, Hani Mili, when do you say it's a problem? Hecha De'ikali Surah Be'enei, Aval Hecha Mikli Kali Isura. V'had De Kamrina Nami, De Mevatlan Isura D'Rabanan L'Chachila, that which it says, you can be Mevatlan, this is D'Rabanan L'Chachila, Hayinu Dafka Hecha De Mikli Kali Isura. That's only where it's going to get burned up as you use it. Aval Ba'alma E Mevatlan L'Chachila, Afilu Isura D'Rabanan, V'Afilu E'en L'Matirin. But generally, you can't be mevatel even in Issa Drabanan. That's what the Rush says. So the question is, what about Ar Gemara? Ar Gemara seems to say, right, and that's it's machlokas aposkim. Right, the Karban Asanal here says that's the psak of the Rama in Yeridaya. What does the Rama say? If it's already meurav, then you could be marbe alav levatlo. You could be marbe. But to be mevatel achachila, even by Drabanan, only by specific Drabanan do we say it's mutter, that is the Rama. But Marshal Simon Zayin Kosov Shizek Neged Kol Hamachabrim. The Svirle de la Olam of Aladis is Rabbanah Lachadchila. Says the Marshal, I think the Rama is wrong. I think it's all the Rabbanans are mutter to be Mevatel. Velo Yadati, said the Karban Asanal says, Halo Hara, Vaharada, Mordechai Vagud, Vagosh, Aridura, Umeachronim, Shumas Hadeshen, Lav Mechabrim Heim. Right, the Marshal says that all the Mechabrim argue on the Ramah. I don't know, the Karbonei Tana says, I just quoted a number of Rishonim that are Mechabrim. The Od Yesh Ilan Gadol, the Sphere like Yeshitas Rabbeinu. Right, there's a great Shita, Ha'umah Rami Ruttenberg, Shepasak, Moser Shemen Shebener Chanukah. Right, that's the Sphere that we mentioned a couple of days ago. The leftover Ner Chanukah oil, Shesar B'Shemen Acher Beimbo Shishim Levatel Sha'asa Levatel Lo, Sama Lo Levatelo. You can't be Mevatel it. So one second, if you give me a vado all these Rabbanan, She'ein la'im ikar mena Torah, what about Ner Chanukah? Elishmami, no, the Rush is right. Shmami, no, the Rush is right. So again, you have to say, what's the exception and what's the rule? We said, maybe Chanukah is different. Maybe Chanukah is a different type of Isser. Maybe that's Mutsumachma's Mitzvah. Maybe that's Ner Chanukah like Ner Mikdash. So maybe that's a difference. So what's the rule? What's the exception? So it could be that even the Rishonim like the Rush that say not all Yisurah Drabbanan are Mutter, only certain ones like Mikla Kali Yisurah, it could be they would say it's Mutter here. Like, how does Argamar fit in? Mishum Maris Ayin, isn't that Drabbanan? It could be that Maris Ayin Drabbanan is even less of an Isser than other Yisurah Drabbanan. And just like Mikla Kali Yisurah is more Kal, maybe Maris Ayin is more Kal. Maybe it's Kal. The Rambam says in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, in the context where the Rambam says Asa Levatel, he limits based on his own svara this knas of Eim Avatlan. Asa Levatel Yisurin Shal Torah Lachadchila, says the Rambam in Perek Tazvav Alacha Chavei V'Yimbital Arei Zemutar. And this is the Rambam talking about even by the strongest Isser, by the Isser to Eim Avatel, even an Isser Daraisa. Which again, Rov Rishonim hold that itself is an Issa Drabbanan. It's an Issa Drabbanan to be Mevatel, even an Issa Daraisa. So the question is it Usser Drabbanan to Vatel and Issa Drabbanan? That's the Machlokas Rishonim. But the Rambam says, V'yafal pikin kansu oso chachabim v'asra akol. If you Mevatel, it's really bittel, it works, but the Rabbanan find you and assered everything if you try to be Mevatel. V'yirali, and then the Rambam says, V'yirali, which we know is always his own Svara, Shekivan shuknas, Ein osrin tarovezu ella alzel haover shebitel haiser avala acherim hakol mutter. It's only usher levatel to the one who is mevatel, but not to the one who is mevatel to others. The Rambam says I don't think it is going to be usher, and that's the Rambam's own chiddush that it's a limit. It's a limited kras. And the other mafarshim talk about this yirali on the Rambam, but again that shows that it could be. The whole Issa Levatel is not as chomer as one would have thought. Okay, says the Gemara now. Issa Levatel, we've spoken about a number of issues, and now we'll continue. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yavur, Rabbi Yossi says, though, that once you start separating, you have to separate everything. My time with Rabbi Yossi, why? Mikivan shehischil barova, tzorch lahashlam es kol harova. Once you started taking away and making the ratio smaller, you got to keep going. Because if you leave some, it'll give the impression that you want to be mikayim kilayzraim. You want to be mikayim it, and it's not something that you want to do, says the Rasirlio. Once you started, it looks like you're being Mekayim, and that's what it says in Baba Basra. Right? This is an example of, I do something, and really inherently it's not something Dover Chashuv, but my actions show it is Chashuv, and that's called Achshavei. Achshavei, in a certain way. I'm Machshav, something that objectively is not Chashuv. I usually wouldn't have to worry about it, but here I do, and here I have to worry about it. Because I started something, and because I stop before I finish, that shows that I think it's significant whatever's left. Moda, Rabbi Yossi would be Moda, continues the Gemara, Shemaya Shampachos ben Arova, Mishar Rishona, if originally it had less than that ratio, and it was Lakaglo. I don't have to take it away. I didn't do anything there. There's no Achshavei there in that case. But there are other examples of Achshavei. If you look in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Tzadi, the beginning of Perek Hamatznia. So the Mishnah there says, as we know, half of Masechta Shabbos is about the Malacha of Hotza'ah, the Shi'urim for all different items. Says the Mishnah, Hamatznia Lezera Uladugma. If I am Matznia myself, right, there are Shi'urim, how much Zera do you have to carry out for Hotza'ah, how much every item. But what if I am a seed collector, I am a farmer, and I focus on each individual seed. So if I'm matznia, even one seed, hamatznia lezera uledugma ulerefua, or for medicinal purposes, votzio b'shabbos, and I'm motzi that seed on Shabbos, that's much smaller than the shiurim that were said in previous Mishnayos. The Mishnah says, chayiv b'kol shehu. You're chayev even on a tiny seed. The kol adam eino chayev alav ela kashiro, even though anyone else would be chayev only for the minimum shear. Why is that? Why is the person who's matzniya, that he cares about this zera, he's chayev even for a kolshu? Rashi says, daha achshave. Because he was machshavit. The fact that he looks at it and thinks it's significant, that itself can give a significant in halacha. But for everybody else, no, only the shear, ela kashiuro. Rashi, b'kol echad shir hamafurish lo, b'zeronin, chamisha zerakishuin, o diluin, o polamitzri shnayim, o b'shar dvarim, kagon yayin o ochlin, o gemi, kishir hamafurish b'kol gadol, u behamotzi. So the Rashi says, right, there's a hamatznia, the hamatznia. There's a Rashi also in Beitza, on Daf Chav Zayin, where Rashi talks about burning truma temeya on yantif. Bring truma temeya on yantif. The Gemara there discusses that is not allowed. What about you're allowed to burn on Yantif? You're allowed to be mavir, but the Mishnah says there. The Mishnah says there. Where is this lashon? Behema shemesa lo yizene memkoma v'alachala shenitma. So Rashi on that Rashi talks about the chala shenitmes, right? The chala shenitmes on Yantif. The Mishnah says you can't move it. It's muksa, says Rashi. Eina ru'ya l'kohen ayom. The kohen can't use it today. To habachila asur l'olam. Right, the Kohen can't eat chala tameya. It's like truma tameya. Uba hasaka, what about heating? We know a Kohen can burn truma tameya. Uba hasaka, o lesito lekalba b'yantif aser. De'ein mevarin kachim tameyim mina olam b'yantif. You don't destroy kachim tameyim. You don't get rid of tamei kachim on yantif. Yafilo adi achilas behema. Right, that's a separate chiddush, not for now. The kaimel and itzorfin kachim biyantif. V'lo tema dafka sreifa mishum da havara shalol letzarechi. Da ein malikim shavim sreifa biyantif havara letzarechi. Da lakas ner biyantif sorech achilahi umuteres. But if I'm going to use it, no, you know it's automatic. Zeres hakasev, you can't be misbarred on yantif. Why? The rachmana achshave lahavarasan. Since the Torah says it's a mitzvah to be mavir this, it's a mitzvah to burn truma or chala tameya, so then that's not stam ochol nefesh. That's a significant maisa sreifa, and therefore the Torah is machshavit. There's that lashon of Rashi, achshavit lavarason, and that's why you're not allowed to do it on yantif. Not allowed to do it on yantif. One more example of achshavay, and that's mentioned by the achronim, right? The Chacham Svi. Now the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma. There's a sugya of chatzis shir. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzis shir is aser min haTorah. Why is chatzis shir aser min haTorah? The Gemara gives two svaras. The Gemara says either kol chelav is a gzeras hakasev. Kol chelav, any amount of chelav is going to be aser. That's one svara for chatzis shir aser min haTorah. Or the svara of chazi leitztarufei. It is combinable because this chatzis shir could combine with another chatzis shir and then become one whole shir, and that would be usur. So that's why it's usur. And the question is how to understand that, but that's two. The Chacham Svi, Achronim wonder why the Chacham Svi has to come up with a third svara. A third svara. The Chacham Svi writes in Simen Pei Vav that there's another svara for chatzis shir. Yesh lomar. He obviously knows the Gemara, so maybe he's saying this is what the Chazil Sarufe means, or this is behind the Gemara. So even though generally by Chol Yisurim Pachas Bikishir Nami Aser Min HaTorah, Hainu Dafka Ba'ose Maisa Shemachshivo La'oso Pachos Mechatzishir. Chatzishir is only Aser where you did something to show that you're interested in that Chatzishir. If I eat a Chatzishir, that shows that I'm interested and I think that Chatzishir is significant. I still ate it. I want to eat a little bit. So if I eat a chatzishir, that shows that I'm machshavit. Or many other isur. Aval, but if you have an isur that let's say is b'shev al taseh, like bal yira bayimatse, that's what the Chacham Svi is talking about. You have less than a shir in your house. Aval b'chamit pachos mikazayis she'ena osa maisa elamanicha b'beso ve'eno mevaro kivan she'ena osa davar shemara bo shemachshivo. Lo amrinan be chazil itztarufei. Then you don't say chazil itztarufei. You don't say it's aser, right, which is a chiddush gadol. The Gemara never said that, and it's against Rishonim. It's against Rishonim did you do something to show? Some of the kids are right. The Magen Mishnah writes in the beginning of Vilchos Geneva, chazi shir is aser min haTorah to steal. Right, so you stole a half a shir. So that shows. But there are Rishonim that say by Rabbi Yimatzai that it's aser even chazi shir. There's a discussion of the Maharam Chalava, I think, has this, but this is the Chacham Svi. Good. So that's another example of achshavei. So we continue now. So Rabbi Yossi agrees that if it's only memel, if you didn't start, then it's okay. But if you started, then that's achshavei, and therefore you have to remove the rest. Hey Chavida, what about this case? Continues the Gemara now. Hayisham rova echad mishnei minim. What happens if the minority that you have to remove is a combination of two? It's a combination of two. So what would Rabbi Yossi say in that case? If I take out an entire one of the minim, would leaving the other min, is that a achshavei? I took out one whole min. Bar min echad v'dayo, o tzarech lover eskula, or I have to take out everything. That's a question that's unclear. So Rabbi Shimon omer lo omer ela min echad, shnei minim lo. So that question is unanswered. Unanswered, right? The Marafolda says, "Lo nifshod abaya ulachumra," meaning we would say we don't know. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we would say that it has to be must be have to take out both because we don't know. We don't know if leaving one would be a reflection of achshavei. Next line of the Mishnah: Rabbi Shimon Omar Lomar Amar Lamin Echad Shnei Minim Lo. Rabbi Shimon said that only one min creates the minority, the 1-23 ratio, but two minim don't combine. Two minim don't combine. The Tanakhama says beimim minechad beimim shnei minim. Rav Shimon says only one min. At heichan, how much is this true? If you, according to Rav Shimon, you could have two minim and they don't create a problem. So how much are you allowed to have? So the Gemara says at ruba shel sa'ah. Once the minority grains become more than the larger majority grain that's there, then they're mitzdarif. So you have to, once it reaches that amount. Chazav ahosif, but then what happens if the person adds to the main component more and gets back the majority to the main component? Chazra tu alatera. Then it becomes mutter again. You don't say that it was kima de nasar. Once you have more now of the major components, then it also goes back to the heter according to Rabbi Shimon. Fine. So now the Gemara continues. Kama de Rabbi Shimon Amar, just like Rabbi Shimon gave us a kula and said, "Ein shnei minim mitzarfim la'asar." The two minim aren't mitzarif ta'asar. Cain who omer, he also says, "Some take out the next word hacha." Ein shnei minim mitzarfim laheter. Two minim can't be mitzarif laheter either. What does that mean? Hey Chavida, what does that mean? The following: Hayusham esrim v'shnayim revaimu machzal shel chitim. You have 22.5 chitim. That's the majority component. 22.5. V'chatzi rova seorim, and half of a rova of seorim, of barley. So this is not a, this is a problem just, if you just have the chatzi rova, we'll see. V'nafal atocha pachos me rova adashim, afilu kein ein shnei minim misarfim laheter. There, if you would put the seorim with the chitim together, then you can knock out the adashim, and it could be, batel. But in this case, just like Rabbi Shimon says, the two minority ones don't combine. So here, to combine the Seorim with the Chitim, to knock out the Adashim, you would not say that. Remember, this is all according to Rabbi Shimon. According to the Rabbanan, then Adashim and Seorim would be Mitztaref La'Isser to the majority anyway. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that they're not Mitztaref, so then it wouldn't be Mitztaref here to help you out. Okay. Foot. So setting our continuum. But there are more in Betua, the Mishnah said that this only applies by Tvu and Yerakos, but by Zeroni Gina it does not apply. Vatani Allah, Kigon Shloshas Kavin, Rabbaz Kavin. Right, this is like, even if all you need to sew in a base kav is 3 or 4 kav per base saw, you still go by the rova to the base saw. That's what the Brisa says. So the Brisa says, just like, for example, 3 or 4. So it sounds like Hakabayim, if all you plant is 2 kav, then maybe it would go by Echem, Yasem Rabba, then it would be like there's Zeroni Gina. If you plant only lesser of an amount in the larger field, then maybe it would switch over and to go like 1/24th of what you usually planted it, not 1/24th of the entire ratio. Could be. So that's the Gemara's possibility. Be'emes Amru, last line for today. The Mishnah said Be'emes Amru to introduce the Zeruna Gina line. Be'emes Amru appears in a number of places in Mishnayos. In truth, they say. What does that mean? Amr Belazar Komakam Shashanu Be'emes Halacha Lamoshe Misinai. Whenever it says Be'emes Amru, that's what it means, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Which sounds like the Pashas is that it's a Din Daraisa. Halacha Moshe Misinai is usually a Din Daraisa. The question is, didn't we just say in Amr Aleph that the Zeruna Gina line is based on Marisayan? Isn't Marisayan in this context Durabanan? We said there is a Marisayan concept of Kilai Zroim, even on a Daraisa level. We mentioned that from the Torah Zroim. But here, isn't the context here on Amud Aleph, Durabanan? Right, that was the chilik between Eim Val and Isil Chachila. So it's difficult. So if you look in the Gilyan Hashas on Yerushalmi, is not from Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is the usual Gilyan Hashas on Bavli, but it's from Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson, the Shaul Lameshiv. They were somewhat contemporaries. Rabbi Kiva Eger, I looked it up. Rabbi Kiva Eger was 1761 to 1837. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger, who died in 1837. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson was 1808. To 1875. But if you look in the back, the Gilyan Hashas on Yerushalmi is from the Sholem Eishiv, and he says, you find examples where it says Be'emes Amr, and it says Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai just means it's Muskam Lakol. Doesn't mean like the technical, usual category of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. If you look in Rashi in Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Ches, Rashi says Be'emes Amru, as Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Ches, others point in this direction. But it seems like some other sources that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So whenever you say Be'emes Amru, so that would have to be figured out exactly how it fits in here. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai at the beginning of this year, and then we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.